To tell us about a partly to mostly sunny, less humid day, high 82. First AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Supporters of a capital bill for Illinois say it's not too late for legislative leaders to salvage the plan. Now they're calling on residents across the state to get involved. Southern Illinois University President Glenn Pichard helped to build the collaborative $34 billion proposal. It failed to pass the Illinois House before the chamber adjourned last month, and Pichard says he was disappointed to hear the reasons for opposition during debate.
None of this was done in private. None of it was done behind closed doors. We had leadership meetings every Thursday with all the leaders. We reported on progress. We gave updates. We asked for recommendations. This was as good as we could do.
But House Speaker Michael Madigan and several other members of his chamber weren't able to support it, either because they disagreed with the funding or because of what they call a trust issue with Governor Blagojevich. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown says the capital legislation did include some protections for the individual projects, but it needed to go further.
What we need is line items in the appropriation bills that say here's exactly how the money is going to be spent, and then some post-release protections. So once the projects are approved, contracts are signed, that the administration doesn't pull back on funding with a threat so they can get something else accomplished.
The legislation has been tabled for now, and there's been some talk of bringing it back in the fall veto session or during special sessions this summer. But those who voted against it last month say without some modifications, their decisions won't change. Officials in Coles County are putting out a call to residents and business owners asking anyone with severe flood or storm damage to give them a report. County Emergency Management Coordinator Tom Watson says before deciding to seek state disaster declarations, he wants to know about any structural damage from Friday's storms as well as any flooded properties. Watson says the final decision whether to pursue that assistance will rely solely on whether some people are covered for their damage.
A lot of the information we have right now are the properties are covered by insurance. That's for the storm. A lot of the properties involved in the flood don't have flood insurance, so they would not be covered. But we need to get the information, you know, so we can put together a good list to give it to the state.
The majority of storm damage happened Friday in the village of Lerna, where a tornado hit about 70 properties. Straight-line winds damaged a few properties and businesses in the south side of Mattoon. Flooding across central and southern Indiana already is breaking records set almost 100 years ago. The floods of 1913 inundated dozens of Indiana communities along the state's major rivers, causing widespread destruction. Floodwaters even swamped parts of Indianapolis. Scott Morlock is a hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Indiana, and he says the latest wave of flooding has already set 8 new flood depth or water volume records. The McDonald's fast food chain has announced it's temporarily taking sliced tomatoes off its sandwiches. The announcement comes after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration recommended people avoid eating certain types of tomatoes. The agency says some kinds of tomatoes are thought to be the cause of the current outbreak of salmonella bacteria across the country. Melanie Arnold is a public health official in Illinois.
The Illinois Department of Public Health is not yet ready to say the illness of the salmonella is definitely associated with tomatoes. However, we are urging people to follow the FDA recommendations not to eat round or Roma tomatoes.
Arnold says avoiding tomatoes should be easier if they're not already on your sandwich. She says so far there are 27 reported cases of salmonella poisoning in Illinois. The Urbana City Council has taken another step toward restrictions on cell phone calls and text messaging while driving. A compromise version of Alderman Charlie Smythe's proposal passed out of committee last night. It'll come up before a full council vote next Monday. The ordinance includes an outright ban on text messaging while driving. Smythe had wanted a ban on all cell phone use while behind the wheel, but he says a texting ban is a good start.
I think it's pretty clear that texting is extremely dangerous. A number of states have already passed statutes against text messaging on any device. What we're doing is at least removing the most dangerous component of cell phones and related, you know, crackberries or blackberries or whatever you want to call them and so on. So all those little tools that people are using to distract themselves while driving.
Violators would be fined $750. The same penalty would apply to drivers whose use of a cell phone or other mobile electronic device leads to an accident. Smythe says he hopes the ordinance can help develop support for a state law that will be able to punish violators with more serious consequences. A legislative task force on distracted driving is currently preparing to recommend a statewide ban on texting and penalties for cell phone-related negligence leading to an accident. Their full report is expected by the end of the month. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 Central with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and here's the man of the hour, meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay.
Beautiful weather for the next at least couple of days here. Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting. I ran into a news story with all the rain that we've been having down in Atlanta yesterday. Members of the Mohawk, Shoshone, and Seneca tribes, Native Americans, did a rain dance on the steps of the Capitol. Mm-hmm. So I guess they're in a drought.
They are, and hot, too. Yesterday was 98 degrees in Atlanta.
Youch.
So very hot and humid and not much rain down there. They've been in a drought for quite some time already.
Mm-hmm. We'll see some sun and less humidity. That's good.
Absolutely. If you get out and enjoy the weather today, you'll notice quite a bit less humidity in the air. Dew points are dropping in the middle 50s across western Illinois, and those dew points are moving this way already.